This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans make up about a quarter of the U.S. population, but just 9% of doctors. Meanwhile, the number of black men applying to medical school is lower now than it was in the late 1970s. This is a diversity issue, and experts say a health issue. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports now on efforts to narrow the gap.
It's 9:30 on Saturday morning when a lot of teenagers are still home in bed. Not these 10 high school seniors. They're packed into a conference room at Johns Hopkins Hospital talking about what it will take to succeed in medical school.
You're going to need study groups, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, Allah, everything you can get a hold of, you'll need on your side.
That's Damian Myers, chief education officer of a program called Merit. It helps prepare mostly black and Latino students to become doctors, medical examiners, and public health leaders. When Myers finished medical school in 2007, he was one of only two black men in his class of 110. He left medicine to give students the kind of support he wishes he'd had.
If you don't have someone in your corner encouraging you, you can become discouraged and find an easier path. Because it's not easy, but it is attainable. It's doable.
18-year-old Christiana Harris says that's not a message she and her classmates have heard enough in their lives. She wants to be a pediatric trauma surgeon.
A young black boy, if he's tall, he's a basketball player. If he's stocky, he's a football player. Why can't he be a surgeon? Or a black girl with a lot of knowledge. Oh, you're going to be a nurse? Why can't I go that extra mile and be a doctor?
Christiana and her fellow students have already gone the extra mile and then some. Starting sophomore year, Merit scholars give up most Saturday mornings to take classes on the different types of health careers and the role race plays in healthcare. In the summers, they do paid internships in hospitals and laboratories. Merit is one of a growing number of so-called pipeline programs. Cameron Matthews is a family physician in Chicago and co-founder of the Tour for Diversity in Medicine. It sends groups of black and Latino doctors and dentists around the country to talk with high school and college students.
When you diversify the physicians, not only do the physicians treat more patients of color, more patients of disadvantaged backgrounds, but the patients themselves actually respond more favorably. They trust their physicians more. You really can affect patient outcomes.
But first, those would-be doctors have to get into and through medical school. Baltimore's Merit program continues to support students through that process. The program is too new to know how many will make it, but so far all of its graduates have gone to four-year colleges, where they're getting mostly A's and B's. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.